Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a long-time member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years later, a little bit later on this year. He's an independent advisor to CEOs and board of directors. Been doing that for almost his whole career. He's been the CEO of publicly traded companies before, and advise CEOs as well, and he's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Boy, great to be back with you. Very timely, in fact, with all that's going on.
I know, Sam. But you know, I one of the things I've been trying to help people with, because I get asked this question a lot. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world, economic challenges, economic concerns. And I get asked a lot about how to differentiate between these concerns and the scenario we had in 08. And the first thing I tell them is they're completely different. What do you think?
I think they're very different. Also, this is not a time of excesses, except the excess production of oil.
Right.
And that, by the way, is really impacting Texas and parts of the U.S., where in the immediate past recession, Texas didn't even know a recession was going on.
Right, right.
Well, welcome now, Texas, to the real world of ups and downs, because the current situation with excess production of oil around the world is really impacting their economy.
Well, that's exactly right. Of course, the TOLA area, the Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana area, as they call it, and now more recently up in the Dakotas, right, because of the Bakken find up there. So, isn't it interesting, Sam, how paradoxical commodity oil is? You and I want it to be low because we like having low gas prices at the pump.
Exactly.
But we don't like it when it sends one of our major business sectors into a tailspin. We don't like it when it makes Putin and Iran desperate, right? I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why we need oil to hang around $50 or $60 a barrel, don't we?
Well, yes, it has political geopolitical ramifications. Certainly, the Saudis are now living off of their accumulation of investments because they've made commitments to their people, the social commitments to the people, and at the current price of oil, they can't deliver on those commitments without digging into savings. We don't know how long those savings are going to last, but it's destabilizing, and Russia has an awful situation right now too that may make them behave in ways that are not cool.
Well, they're all three of those countries you talked about, Saudi Arabia, well, any of the Arabian states, the Gulf states, and Iran and Russia, they're all one trick pony economies.
Well, yeah. How many things have you bought from that were created in Russia or Saudi,
not many.
The Middle East generally, recently, other than fuel for your car?
That's exactly right.
That would be zero.
And if you think about it, Sam, you and I both know that over time, maybe not in our lifetime, but certainly this century, we'll do away with carbon propulsion.
Well, there'll
be an alternative, and those people don't have anything like that. They're not innovating. They're not creating alternatives. And so, from a geopolitical standpoint, those regions of the world are contributing. You know, they're going to contribute a lot of a lot of challenges, and not only economic but political.
Well, that's right. Potentially military, and so it's a little destabilizing, and I think that is one of the factors that is affecting the equity markets
and the global pressures that are some of which are landing on American shores.
Yeah, and within our shores, in the production of oil, shale up in the Dakotas is one of the there's plenty of oil up there, but it's relatively expensive to extract.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it particularly difficult for them. So
they can't just go drill a hole and wait on it to bubble up. They've got to go get it and gouge it out, don't they?
That's right.
Sam, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk. We're going to bring the conversation a little bit more back home to some of the other fundamentals that we have here in the United States to see what Sam says about if there's a possibility of that R word this year. Sam Norwood and I will be right back. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.